Welcome to Balancing Acts, the show where we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and expert insights to help you grow a profitable business without losing yourself in the process. I'm Linda Hamilton, CPA, Certified Exit Planning Advisor, and a systemologist. Today, we're going to talk about something that is a lot of entrepreneurs carry quietly, silently for a long time, and that's tax stress. It can affect your whole life. It affects more than your books and your finances, your sleep, your confidence, your relationships. Now, sometimes that might be shame, or they think it's going to go away and they don't want to deal with it. But oftentimes it's about fear. So joining me today is Christopher Bennett Sr., an enrolled agent with 25 years of experience in tax resolution. He's the founder and CEO of Nashville Tax Solutions, and he specializes in helping clients navigate the IRS and state tax problems and helping them figure out what's the minimum they can legally pay. Chris, I'm so glad you're here today. When business owners fall behind on taxes, what's usually happening behind the scenes in both maybe their business life and their personal life?
Good morning, Linda. Thank you for having me today.
Good morning.
So what's going on typically is a myriad of things. Exponential growth quickly and having to be responsible for your own tax matters. Typically, a business owner may have been a W-2 for a long period of time. Taxes were taken out of every paycheck. They never really noticed what was going on. But now there's a sudden inflow of income and it's not all theirs. And a lot of entrepreneurs have difficulty realizing that they're taxed on their profits, and they have a responsibility of record keeping and making sure that they stay current with their tax obligations throughout the year. The tax system is a prepaid system, and self-employed individuals, business owners, sometimes they have difficulty with that, managing their books and really knowing where they're at, getting a handle on the business, especially when the money starts flowing in relatively rapidly and at a rate that they're not accustomed to. So that seems to be the biggest issue that entrepreneurs fall into.
Yeah, and I think cash flow is one of those biggest problems. As all that cash is coming in and you're not putting aside and you think it's yours and you spend it and don't have it for taxes. A lot of these problems I've noticed over the years I've been doing business is that a lot of these problems start very small. And, you know, they're not major, but then they become very major sources of stress. Can you talk about how these kind of problems start?
What I see most often is a lack of record keeping, bookkeeping. You know, employing a professional to maintain accurate profit and loss statements, balance sheets, things of that nature. They may not have ever had any experience maintaining, you know, cash flow analysis, what's coming in, what's going out, what's a business expense, what's a personal expense. And it starts small. You know, oh, well, I wasn't making enough money to, you know, record every transaction every time I went to Home Depot or every time I purchased gas. And that's where it starts. In the beginning, either A, not being structured properly with your business for tax purposes, or B, lack of record keeping. Proper bookkeeping is what is going to keep you out of tax problems because you have a handle on what's going on. Where's my money when it's coming in? You know, and what am I using that are actual business expenses? So those are the biggest two issues, and also commingling funds, using business income for personal expenses. That can create a large problem trying to untangle that web of all of the things that you may have paid for that, is it a business expense? Is it a personal expense? Where having a professional that's looking at your transactions, looking at what's going on, you can have just a better understanding of where you truly are and a better idea of how successful or maybe not successful your business is. You think that you have all this money there, oh, I can just spend it on, you know, anything that I want to and consider it a business expense, and that's not always the case. So those little decisions early on in the business process are what cause larger problems down the road.
Yeah, that's very well put. And I think that's so important to have clean books. Let's go a little bit deeper into that, into whether they are doing their books or not. What about, they start to get the notice. Maybe there's a payroll tax notice. There could even be a sales tax notice at the state level. And oftentimes, taxpayers are afraid to either they don't open the notices, they stick them in the drawer, or they don't deal with them. What is the impact of avoiding dealing with a tax notice or some kind of correspondence from the government?
It only gets worse. The IRS or the state governments don't reduce your taxes if you don't answer a notice. It's highly important. And typically the instructions are on the notice that they're receiving, but the average taxpayer doesn't have this experience. Going with a professional that has over 20, 25 years of experience in handling these notices, this is something that we see all the time, every day. Is it stressful for the taxpayer? Yes. But having proper representation can give you the understanding of, hey, what's really going on? What are they really asking? Did I miss a payroll deposit? Are my sales tax returns behind? And if you don't react quickly, it just starts the snowball effect. You miss one filing and then it's like, oh, well, I can't file the next return because I didn't file the one before it. And it just can get out of hand relatively quickly. Like we talked about, the stress in both your personal life and your business life. It can become unbearable, but sticking your head in the sand, the ostrich approach, really is not what's going to fix the problem. It's hiring professional representation to walk you through the programs that the state and the IRS offer to make sure that you're paying the correct amount of taxes, not just penalties and interest. And that's where it becomes a lot larger problem, because you're getting penalties, and you may have been getting penalties for several months prior to even receiving the notice. So it's very important, once you do receive them, to rectify the situation as quickly as possible so that you're not just accruing penalties and interest and assessed returns that may not have any accuracy based on your current situation. So providing the documentation that the IRS or the state requires definitely helps you in the long run to make sure that whatever you're repaying is accurate.
Thank you for sharing that. And I think, as you said, it's best to work with a professional, because their timing, these notices, they have due dates on them. And so that's what ends up, the first step is they're going past it. What do you want entrepreneurs to understand about the first step they can move? Let's say they're panicking, they get that notice. What should be the plan for them to start tackling it right away so it doesn't balloon and become a much larger tax debt?
Engage a professional as quickly as possible. Typically the entrepreneurs that I work with are wonderful at whatever it is their business does. Owner operator, truck drivers, small business owners, they're great at what they do. A pool cleaner, whatever it is that they do, they're wonderful at that. But taxes aren't their expertise. And something has happened that they've fallen behind. And working with a tax expert can show you where those shortfalls are and make sure that, first of all, we can clean up whatever mess has been made in the past, show you how to operate correctly in the present, and strategize moving forward so you don't fall into these problems again. So, hiring an enrolled agent, a tax resolution firm if you have a liability, and engaging in tax planning to make sure that, okay, the mistakes I may have made in the past, I'm not going to continue to make them. I'm not going to go into a snowball effect where this thing just gets out of hand. So having somebody in your corner, knowing someone's got your back, is very important through every stage of this process. So engage early and develop a relationship with tax experts that you can grow with in the future.
That's excellent advice. Excellent advice. And how is it you start when somebody first comes to you? What's the first, you know, what are the first steps you take in our, and then in our next segment, we're going to talk about strategies for you to go further into helping them. But what's the, that first, very first step?
So the very first step that we take is filing a power of attorney that allows us to represent them, which with whatever entity is sending out the notice or there's a liability with. And once we file a power of attorney, we also request a stay of enforced collections. That is utmost important because we don't want our clients' assets seized. We want to have control of the situation, dictate what happens, provide the necessary information, verify the liability, pulling transcripts, making sure everything's accurate, and then resolving the issue as quickly as possible without having their assets seized or something negative happening.
And again, excellent advice. And when you're dealing with tax stress, it often spreads to every part of your life. And that first step, you will feel so much better once you've engaged a professional to help you, because avoidance doesn't make the problem go away. Next up, we're going to talk about how to reduce what you owe legally and strategically without making the problem worse. So stay with us. Chris is going to help us walk through our strategies. Stay with me, because this is where we shift from reacting in fear to understanding the legal options that can help you take control and potentially reduce the burden. Stay connected to this show and every Now Media TV favorite, live or on demand anytime. You can download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or Apple for nonstop bilingual programming in English and in Spanish. If you're on the move, you can also catch the podcast version at www.nowmedia.tv. So welcome back to Balancing Acts. I'm Linda Hamilton, and I'm talking with Christopher Bennett, founder and CEO of Nashville Tax Solutions. So Christopher's going to help us understand what legal tax resolution really means, strategies that are available to you, and how entrepreneurs can stop assuming that that first number they hear or see on that notice is the final outcome. Chris, when you say your goal is to help clients repay the minimum amount of tax liability possible, so what does that really mean in practice?
Well, there are multiple programs that IRS and state governments offer to ensure that clients can maintain their current obligations. See, when it comes to tax resolution, compliance is the largest issue. Making sure that you file your returns on time and you're making payments, whether those payments are deductions from a W-2 paycheck or estimated tax payments. That's one of the most confusing things that entrepreneurs and self-employed individuals fall into, that they're not used to paying ahead of time on their taxes. Because oftentimes cash flow, you know, changes month to month, year to year, but you're responsible for withholding taxes and paying those taxes to the IRS and to the state governments on a regular basis. Quarterly estimated tax payments are vitally important to avoid penalties for failure to prepay your taxes. And that's one of the things that a lot of people just aren't aware of and don't participate in. And looking at the ways that the different entities tax you can become very difficult. And if you don't engage, if you don't file your tax returns, they'll file them for you and claim the minimal amount of deductions, and you'll end up overpaying your taxes due to penalties, interest, and incorrect liabilities. And at Nashville Tax Solutions, we go in initially and verify the liability. Is this accurate? Was this truly my income after my expenses? And is this what I should be paying back? And what can I do to reduce or eliminate penalties, interest, and get on a plan that's going to allow me to maintain compliance and minimize the capital that I have to outlay on the previous tax matter?
Yes, and you've talked about the fact that maybe they don't have their books done, so perhaps they're not recording their deposits, and they're not even sure necessarily how much money they made, how much they're going to owe. So that becomes very important too. There's so much confusion around how to set aside taxes. So if they are, let's say they do owe tax, right, and they haven't, they're behind on filing their returns, or they've gotten a notice about paying. So what legal options or strategies do they overlook when it comes to dealing with the back payments that they owe?
So the largest thing is incorporating their current responsibilities with their past taxes. Again, you got to get into compliance. So you have to file the returns accurately. And that goes back to record keeping and bookkeeping. Making sure that you have accurate records to show exactly what your income was, and then looking at financial analysis. It's one of the biggest things. Once you get into compliance, then you can begin the process of analyzing your finances. Whether that's an individual who looks at what their current income is and what their allowable expenses are, or a business as to what money is coming into the business and what allowable business expenses that they can claim. So the financial analysis is really one of the most important strategies in tax resolution, maximizing the expenses that the IRS or the state allows you to claim. You know, if you have $1 million house and are paying $10,000 a month, the IRS may see that as, you know, a frivolous expense, and you need to satisfy your tax liability before, you know, paying for the extravagant home. So it's our job to utilize the laws that are in place to maximize what the IRS or the state will allow in terms of your personal expenses, and minimizing the disposable income, because that disposable income is what the IRS or the state is going to utilize as your payback. Whatever's left over once you pay all of your allowable expenses is what's going to dictate what you pay back. And the smaller that disposable income number is, the less you're going to have to pay back over time. But the other thing that they have to allow you to is to satisfy your current tax obligations. And that's where a lot of people miss, is that they don't budget in their current tax expenses into the entire agreement. So that is very important.
So if I understand you correctly, what you're saying is they have to get in compliance first. So if they're behind on taxes, they first have to say, okay, I'm going to file what's due right now, and I'm going to get current with that. And once they're, if they're current, you know, sometimes penalties, right? Penalties and interest can really make the actual tax debt much larger than it was originally. Is it possible to negotiate any portion of whether it's interest or penalties? What can taxpayers understand about the negotiation process and what is possible?
Definitely. So the one thing that I'm hesitant about is even using the word negotiation, because the negotiation, it reminds me of a real estate transaction where I sit down at a table and I say, hey, I'll give you $90,000 for a $100,000 piece of property. And then you come back and say, hey, $95,000. And that is the negotiation. The one thing with the IRS, these programs are their tax code. So it's having the best tour guide through these tax programs to help minimize this. Now, interest is non-abatable. So anyone who tells you, oh, I can just remove all the interest that you've accrued over time, not typically the case unless you look at something like an offer in compromise where you make a one-time offer to satisfy the liability, but that's based on net equity and assets and your disposable income over a period of time. But in terms of penalties, reasonable cause is the most important aspect of penalty reduction. What happened that you fell behind on these taxes? Death, serious illness of taxpayer or immediate family member, natural disasters, even things like COVID was a large part of penalty abatement. So the abatement or removal of the penalty is based on your story. And that's also the advantage of having an experienced tax resolution firm to prepare these requests for you. It's putting it into a form that the IRS or the state will look through and make that decision that, yes, this is the reason that I was not able to attend to my financial responsibilities. This is when I was in a car accident, I had a heart attack, you know, I was incapacitated for some period of time. Those are the things that show reasonable cause for the removal of the penalty portion of the liability. And our experience and our case log of the penalty abatements that we've received over the years, sometimes hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions of dollars in penalty abatements are possible if you present the story in a way that the IRS or the state is going to accept.
And so it is about, you know, what was really happening. And I think that's another reason to work with a professional who understands all of these rules, regulations, laws. And so how important will be the documentation they need when they're trying to look at what they owe and being able to provide you both with the story and the documentation?
Documentation is very, very important because, you know, the words and how you present the story are one part of it, but having substantiation showing, these are my medical records, these are my bank statements, my income and expense, my profit and loss, my balance sheet, having something to fall back on that substantiates or, you know, tells the true story. You know, words can be objective. You know, the way I tell a story is different than the way you tell the story. But when it comes down to facts and figures, there's some type of documentation that shows and verifies what exactly happened. You know, this is the police report from the accident that I had. This is my bank statement, my credit card statement, and providing that information to the taxing authority will help you to have success when presenting your story in a manner in which they will understand and accept.
Thank you for that. How can people connect with you?
So the best way is by phone at 1-855-NASH-TAX. You can also email us at info@NashvilleTaxSolutions.com or just go to our website, NashvilleTaxSolutions.com.
Thank you, Christopher, for sharing your insights. After the break, I'm going to look at how entrepreneurs get into tax trouble in the first place, not because they're careless, but often because their growth outpace their systems. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Linda Hamilton here, back with Christopher Bennett, Sr., enrolled agent, and we're talking about the warning signs entrepreneurs cannot afford to ignore when growth starts moving faster than their financial state systems. And also, expenses are often moving faster than your revenue growth. This segment is about the patterns we often see behind the crisis when you're facing tax troubles. There are patterns, and we want to shift the conversation to how tax problems often, they don't come from necessarily doing something wrong, but because you're growing so fast that your financial systems can't keep up. You're not tracking how much profit you're making and cash flow you're getting and being able to pay. Chris, what patterns do you see in the way entrepreneurs end up in tax trouble? Even when they're smart, they're hardworking, right? They appear to be successful, but something is going wrong. What do you see in your practice?
What I see most is success in their line of work, whatever that may be. They've become the expert in their field, and they're spending, 60, 80 hours a week actually performing the job that generates the revenue for the company, which is great. Yeah, they are hardworking individuals that are putting every waking minute into the growth of their business, and they're finding success. The issues that I see are lack of record keeping, not having a dedicated individual or a team, like the team at National Tax Solutions, to maintain their records. The money's coming in, it's great. It's more money than they may have ever seen in their lives, and they're not calculating where that money's going. They think that the money is just going to continue to come in at this pace because, I'm just going to outwork any financial problems that the business has. Well, the fact is, if you're not keeping track of what's coming in, what's going out, where you're having success, where you should put more funds into, and where you're not having success, what venture are you throwing money at that's just not showing a result? You're not having success in there. Maybe you're spending too much in advertising in a way that's not having a return on your investment. So not having your finger on the pulse of the business and having a specific individual, typically the entrepreneur just, I can keep my own books. I'll keep track of it. I know what's going on. I have great feelings and great business sense, which is great. Feelings are wonderful, but the facts need to show the same thing that your feeling is. And a profit and loss, a balance sheet, things that what's going on can really help you.
Yes, some great points about that. When you have all of this coming in, taxpayers are often, entrepreneurs are not the best to keep their own books because there's a lot of timing differences and things you might miss. But when you have all that growth coming in, growth does eat your cash. You may suddenly owe bills, and your vendors haven't sent you all the bills, but the IRS never sends you a bill unless you've already filed. So that makes it hard that they're not necessarily thinking about that. So when you work with customers or people that have come to you, how often do you find that this rapid growth has created kind of hidden tax problems? They didn't see those tax problems coming. Does it show up halfway through the year? Does it show up in the fourth quarter? What is it about rapid growth that suddenly makes them owe so much money?
So it's lack of experience. And when it shows up is typically a long period of time after the growth has happened. And a lot of my clients experience, peaks and valleys also, to where, I'm going to use next year's income to pay last year's taxes, and next year's income is nowhere near the level it was the year before. Or next year's income may be double the amount that it was before, and they're just not prepared for that either. So I see it typically when a client comes to me, they've been experiencing rapid growth for a long period of time, but they haven't been in compliance. They haven't been filing their tax returns accurately. You know, they spend all their time generating the revenue and not recording it. And they fall behind on filing the returns. Oh, I'll do that later. I'll file an extension. The common misconception is that I can file an extension and pay my taxes 6 months later and not have any repercussions of that. Well, no, an extension is an extension of time to file, not to pay. Just because you file your taxes 6 months late doesn't mean that the payment isn't due either at that time, or possibly it was actually due a year before that, because throughout the year you should have been sending money to the IRS as a prepaid tax or an estimated tax. And when the growth is so rapid that year over year, even if you're making your estimated tax payments, your income has jumped so wildly that even your estimated tax payments don't keep up with your current tax obligations. And if you don't know what's going on, you don't have that understanding until that next tax return goes in, and it's like, oh my gosh, I have this huge bill that I didn't plan for the year round, and I'm not set up properly. I'm paying taxes at the highest rate possible because I'm a self-employed individual, where I should be on a payroll and withholding for retirement and making good decisions based on the strategy and the structure of the business, rather than just accepting the large amount of tax that I'm paying.
Thank you for that. And I want to go back to something you said a moment ago, which is, I think, something that happens a lot. You said that you're often using next year's revenue to pay last year's tax. That's almost like taking a loan every year. You're almost, taking a loan from the government and then having to pay it back. So you're always chasing that. And I think that, is there a way, rather than waiting to the end of the year, that people can use, let's say, some percentage? Is there some percentage they can use to say, I'm just going to, even if I don't pay it over, I'm just going to set it aside in a savings account so that I'm not finding that I have to take all of next year's income to pay last year? What would you recommend there?
So, I mean, a standard percentage in the 20 to 25 area, depending on the state that you're in. There's a lot of state taxes that you also have to take into consideration. But again, you can utilize a tax professional to look at your current profit and loss to see, okay, well, this is what tax bracket that I'm going to be in. And that's another thing about tax brackets a lot of people don't understand. Well, I'm in the largest tax bracket. I'm paying 38% on my entire income. It's not really the way tax brackets work. You pay the percentage on each of the brackets, and it's the amount over that bracket that has the higher percentage. So just because you're at a 38% tax rate doesn't mean you're paying 38% on every dollar that you make. But having just an idea of what your profit is, it makes it a lot easier to calculate throughout the year, okay, this is what I'm going to be paying in taxes. And the other part of it is, if you're setting aside a sufficient amount throughout the year, you have those funds available. And if at the end of the year, your calculation was a little off, you had a little expenses in the fourth quarter to reduce down the profit, well, you still have those funds available. And you can utilize those funds however you see fit. But again, you're not robbing Peter to pay Paul to pay last year's taxes with this year's income. Going throughout the year, setting aside tax funds will pay dividends over time.
Thank you for that. And, we talked about in the open about, because we see patterns that often exist behind, the crisis when people face tax problems, how can business owners build habits now that protect both their business and their peace of mind later?
So again, it goes back to compliance, and the best habit to have is to have a professional on your side, somebody that's got your back and that's watching what's going on. whether that be a bookkeeper, a chief financial officer, or someone even other than the business owner, which, you know, every business owner is going to say, oh, well, I can keep my own books. But I've seen it so many times that that pattern is the books are the last part of their focus. They're focused on generating revenue. They're focused on new business. And not having a dedicated individual watching the bank statements, the credit card statements, watching really what's going on in your business is very detrimental, because you don't know what you don't know. And if you don't know that your business is hemorrhaging money at you know, a pace that's outpacing their revenue, then they just don't have the ability to turn that around and pay when the bill comes. So forethought, compliance, and proper bookkeeping is definitely something that will help the entrepreneur.
Excellent advice. And, you know, growth without structure creates pressure you don't always see until things start going wrong, things start breaking. So having a system, having those clean books so you know what's happening, because once the year is over, you can't fix things. So that's one of the important things you can do. Up next, we're going to talk about what it looks like to come out on the other side and how business owners can get a fresh start if they have tax problems. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Watching this show on tax issues, tax problems, and you're feeling a little overwhelmed, let this be the moment you stop telling yourself it's too late. This is the first step toward relief, and it's deciding to face the problem. That is the first step. If you can stay connected to this show, Balancing Acts, and every Now Media TV favorite, live or on demand anytime, you can download the Roku or the Apple app for nonstop bilingual programming in Spanish and in English. And if you're on the move, you can always watch the podcast version at www.nowmedia.tv. And so I'm Linda Hamilton, and I'm here back with Christopher Bennett Sr., enrolled agent and founder of Nashville Tax Solutions. And we've been talking about ways to deal with tax problems. I want to end on the human side of this conversation. What happens when people stop avoiding the problem, find clarity, and start rebuilding fresh? Christopher, what is one kind of client situation that reminds you why this work matters on a human level?
This is the largest financial responsibility and often the most stressful situation that an individual is dealing with in their lives. And like we talked about before, it affects every area of your life, your relationships, your sleep, your day-to-day activities. You know, it's like a black cloud hanging over your head when you have a tax liability. The federal government is the largest collection agency and the most powerful collection agency in the world. And when you're attempting to, to resolve these issues on your own, it can be very scary. And they have the ability to do some real long-term damage in your life. So having proper representation, having tax experts in your corner can just make things go a lot more smoothly. You know, we have the experience. We've helped thousands of clients save millions of dollars over the past 25 years. So there is hope out there. You don't have to go in alone. And it helps to have an expert in your corner to walk you through this process, provide reassurance through it, and make sure that you're doing things right so that you don't get yourself into a worse situation or a situation that you simply can't come back from. So knowing how to deal with these issues and facing them head on and not avoiding them is truly valuable service to have. So definitely engage with a tax expert as quickly in the process as possible so you don't have to continue and stay up at night worrying about what's going on with your taxes.
Yeah, it's interesting that, you know, people, it's often fear, right? It's fear of facing the government, dealing with the government. And fear, you know, people deal with fear in different ways. Some avoid it, you know, some just want to stick their head in the sand and hope it's going to go away. And others, you know, they may not talk about it. And so you have to get past that. You know, I want to give people the courage to, you know, put that fear aside because they can get help, right? They can get help. The IRS is powerful, but there is help, especially working with a professional. When you work with clients on how do you help them rebuild trust in themselves? Like after they, you know, years of avoidance, fear, and financial pressure, how do you help them rebuild that trust and change some behaviors so they can move forward?
Thank you. Yeah, a lot of clients suffer from analysis paralysis. They just don't do anything because there's so many options. But what's important is to show them that there's a three-step process here. First, we fix the past. You know, get you set up on some type of an installment agreement, some type of resolution. Take care of the present situation. Allow you to maintain your current tax liabilities and not dig yourself deeper into the hole, but also show what the future looks like. These are the mistakes that you've made in the past, and this is what needs to change. You need to keep accurate records. You need to pay taxes before they become due. And this is how you do it. This is how to structure your business. This is how to, you know, the correct taxation structure, whether that's an S corporation, a C corporation, an LLC, and determining how that LLC is taxed. You know, the LLC is a disregarded entity at the federal level, but you have the ability to choose how you would like that taxed. And that's not something that every entrepreneur is familiar with. So it's looking at the business, the level of income, the level of expenses, and getting you set up properly so that in the future, you're not running into these tax problems again. Once we solve this, we want to solve it for a lifetime. We don't want our clients falling back into the same habits that got them into this mess in the future. We want to show them that there's a different way and that they have somebody walking with them through this process. If they have questions, you know, should I do this? Should I set up a trust in a foreign country? Should I, you know, I'm reading this on TikTok or Instagram. Are these accurate? And having actual tax knowledge and experience and being able to bounce ideas off is very valuable. And that's our goal, not just to pay back the minimal amount legally possible, but to avoid these problems in the future, getting set up right and doing things correctly moving forward.
So better habits, right? Clarity over what your situation in the past, how you're going to deal with it. And how you should move forward so that you don't fall behind. What would you say, you know, to those listening who do have a tax debt now, and you know, they feel kind of buried? What do you want that entrepreneur to remember? Can they get a consultation first to see how you can help? What are some of the options they have as they're listening?
Definitely. You know, we offer a free consultation, a phone call to go over where you are now, what's going on, you know, what notices have you been receiving, which taxing authority is coming after you, if you will. And we analyze your current situation to determine what steps are needed to get you back, A, into compliance, B, into resolution, and C, long-term fixing of bad habits or whatever's gotten you in here. So yes, it's something that Nashville Tax Solutions is a phone call away. You give us a call, tell us what you got going on, and, you know, our initial consultation is also done by individuals that are either licensed as enrolled agents or have 20 plus years experience in this industry. And we know exactly which program is best for you, what you're going to need to get you back into compliance, and how to prevent all of these problems in the future. So yes, that's definitely something that we offer for individuals, that whether you receive a notice or maybe you haven't even gotten into a tax problem yet, but you see that the rapid growth is going past your level of understanding, and having a tax expert or professional in your corner throughout the process of building, maintaining, and scaling your business is definitely worth any investment for our firm.
So let's talk about what a tax debt means. You know, if you're in the past, is it $5,000, you know, less than $5,000, $10,000, $50,000? What is the number where it really makes sense to first get in touch with a professional to help them?
Well, typically my clients owe over $10,000 in back taxes and have had either federal or state tax liens filed against them. So that's typically when it makes some sense, but also it really makes sense before you owe taxes to have a strategy session to say, okay, I'm just starting up this business. What kind of structure should I get into? What level of income would be appropriate for a corporation? So there are multiple different situations that it would be valuable. Typically on a back tax issue, $10,000 or more, or if you're starting a new business or going into a new venture and you want to be set up properly, that's a good time to contact us too, before you get into the problem, before you get the penalties, the interest. Set yourself up for success from the beginning.
And how can people connect with you? How can they find you?
The easiest way is just a phone call at 855-NASH-TAX. You can also email us at info@NashvilleTaxSolutions.com. We're also on LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook under Nashville Tax Solutions.
Thank you so much, Christopher, for sharing your insights and expertise with us today. Sometimes a fresh start is what's needed to move forward, but it's also about clarity, as Christopher has explained. You know, if you have back taxes, you want clarity around how to solve those back taxes, but you also want clarity about how to deal with taxes before. How do you pay them currently? How do you stay out of trouble so you never face that? Balance isn't just about managing your time. It's about building a business that supports your life, and taxes is just one piece of that. I'm Linda Hamilton, and I'll see you next time on Balancing Acts. Thank you for joining us.